you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. It's a Monday edition of the Coach's Corner. During that last break, you heard the quick recap of the local high school basketball scene and everything that went down over the weekend here in the Castle Country. The Carbon Dino Boys basketball team, so close to taking complete and total control of Region 12, yet unfortunately, they suffered two heartbreaking losses last week, a one-point loss to Richfield and a four-point loss to Juab. Joining us right now over the phone to talk about last weekend, looking ahead to the second go-around of league action, we have first-year head coach Kyle Wilson over the phone. Coach, always good to get you on. Thank you.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Coach, we'll start by talking about Wednesday and Friday. Last week, you guys suffered two losses, heartbreakers. I mean, a one-point setback to the Richfield Wildcats, a four-point loss to Juab in a game in which you guys shoot under 30% from the field. And I guess the worst part about it all is, I mean, you guys were still right there. Could very easily still be 4-0.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you said, easily be 4-0 against Richfield. You know, they're a tough team. They got their stud back in Southwick, and he's a smooth player, and him coming back makes that team so much better. But that's no excuse. I mean, I felt like our defense in that game, I guess I didn't have us prepared enough to coming into the game of what we wanted to do and exactly what we needed to do. And you know, we were still right there, like you said. You know, Chase Morgan hit a deep big three towards the, you know, with under a minute left, and then we go down and give up a three to them to put them up by one, and then we come down and turn the ball over, and I think they got an and one on the way back down the floor. And it was just one of those nights. You know, we played decent, good enough to win until the last minute of the ball game, and just come up that much short. So you know, they played their butt off, and you know, probably a couple coaching errors on my part. You know, that's probably what I'll give the game to. So, and then Friday, I don't even know if I want to talk about Friday. You know, like you said, 29% from the field, 17 of 31 from the free throw line, 10 of 20 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter alone. So that pretty much sums up Friday night.
It seems so weird to be talking about a team with this many shooters to not necessarily have an off night from the field, because that can happen to anyone, but to struggle that badly from the foul line is just something that should be out of character for a team with these amount of shooters. I mean, as a coach, I don't know how you would address that. I mean, what did you say to the team following that game?
I laughed. I did laugh a little bit. I said, you know, guys, I said, I don't know if it's lack of focus or, you know, you're putting too much pressure on yourself. But, I mean, in region, I think the first two region games, we were shooting like 70% of the team, 75% of the team. I can't remember the exact number, but we were doing really, really well. And then, you know, even Richfield, we shot the free throws well. And coming to that game, I was confident. And just to do that was just, I have no idea what to attribute it to, because, you know, that week we, that's all we did was shoot. You know, we shot. They know what they're doing, X's and O's and things like that. So, you know, all we did was put up shots. And for that to happen, I blame the basketball gods or somebody other than my guys, because, you know, we deserve to win. We played hard enough to win, and there was just a lid on the basket that night.
One individual who's been so consistent for you throughout the entire year is Kyle Quinton. And even though you guys shoot such a sluggish percentage from the field, Kyle still gets his. He scores 26 points. I don't know, Coach, if there's been a more consistent player scoring the basketball in the 3A classification this year than Kyle.
You know, if you look at scoring and look at players, like you said, across the 3A, you know, Kyle's always that kid who, he's going to give you everything he has every minute that he's in the basketball game. And that's how he gets his, whether it's offensive rebounds, whether it's, you know, kind of laying quiet through the first three quarters and then he scores 10 or 12 in the fourth. But he's always a workhorse, you know, and teams coming into play us, or, you know, they know that he's the guy that they got to key on. And, you know, the past couple of games, they've still keyed on him and he still finds ways to score. And, he's just hard to guard. I can't remember a better big guy at Carbon High in the past 20 years. I mean, ever since I can remember, and I've talked to a few other people that just can't remember a better big guy. That, I mean, he has a motor that just does not stop. And I mean, he's not 6'6", he's not 6'8", but his passion and his heart is what gets him the stats that he has. And you know, and he's part of the reason we have, you know, the 9 wins we have this season so far.
My general guest right now is Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbon Dino boys basketball team. Coach, you guys were in position to really take control of Region 12. I mean, now that the first go-around is over, you and I were just talking about it could very easily be 4-0. Instead, we got a tight race on our hands here, and now we go into the second half of it. You guys have a bye on Wednesday, but you'll dive back into it on Friday. I mean, I'm sure you still feel very confident that you guys can win Region 12 as a whole.
You know, I am confident that we can win Region 12. It's depending on what happens on Wednesday with the other two teams or the other four teams to play the other two games. You know, it's up in the air because everybody's got a loss. Everybody's beat everybody. It's that type of thing going right now. So, you know, if we can kind of, you know, maybe this bye week right now for us is a good thing. I mean, I never liked bye weeks, to be honest with you, but maybe this bye week right now is a good thing for us, kind of let us regroup and see what we did to be successful and kind of get back to that and give us a little bit of a break. And yeah, I mean, I'm very confident that we can, you know, go 4-0 these next few games and get that home playoff game and that region championship and carry us into the state tournament with some momentum.
As far as like trying to get back on the winning track, I mean, fortunately for you, you have four seniors on this team that have given you production all year long. So, I mean, trying to get out of a funk probably isn't as big as a chore, knowing that you have kids that have experience in situations that may be similar to this.
You know, that's right. I have four seniors. The way we get out of a funk, though, I contribute a lot to our underclassmen. You know, we got a Ty Moyner, a Brendan Palacios, and a Derek Hillen that come off the bench and get a lot of minutes. And those guys are more than capable to do, you know, what we need to do to win. I mean, you know, over at Sam Pete, I think Moyner had 14 points. He was our high scorer, and we had four guys in double figures. You know, the next time when we played Canyonview, I think Kyle was our high scorer, but we also had four guys in double figures. And, I mean, those seniors, they're huge. Don't have me talking about these juniors and one sophomore about these guys. You know, put them to the side burner because they're huge. They're the heart and soul of this basketball team. And you know, I credit most of the all the wins to those guys. If without those guys, I don't know where we're at right now. If we have to try to substitute other people in those situations.
You guys have been so good over the last four or five games, Coach. You guys had really been clicking. I know that a loss is never – nobody ever wants to lose. But, I mean, looking at it on paper, you and your coaching staff, I mean, does it is it kind of like a silver lining to say, okay, we shot 29% and we lost by 4 points. Okay, you know, this Richfield game is a game where we didn't play our best. Still, we lost by one. We had an opportunity to win this game late. I mean, does it make the situation any better from a coach's perspective?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, because we didn't play our best and we were right there, and no, because we should have played our best and we'd have won by 15 or 20 those games. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of movies. I watch Moneyball. I don't know if you've ever seen Moneyball.
Sure.
But I quote Billy Beane, you know, I hate to lose more than I enjoy to win. And that, you know, after a loss, I told my wife, and this is just me talking, but I told my wife, well, I'm on suicide watch for the night and tomorrow morning, but after that, I think I'll be okay. So it's just frustrating as a coach and a coaching staff to see these guys work so hard and just, you know, shoot 29% from the field and come up 4 points short. You know, hold a Richfield team that's been doing really well and got their stud back and hold them to, you know, 54 points and have a 1 point loss just because we made a few mistakes. And you know, I mean, I'll always tell everybody that's on me. You know, these guys do everything they can and to win, and I need to put them in a better position and figure out a way to make them look good and make them win. So there is a silver lining, but at the same time, I don't know that I believe a whole lot in silver linings. That's just, you know, my coaching perspective.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. Totally understandable. Next up, it's North St. Pete, a team that you guys have already had a lot of success with. In order to now, you know, keep pace and win the region championship, seems like every game from here on out is going to be a must-win over the final four games.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're looking one game at a time, so we're looking at St. Pete on Friday at our place. You know, that Richfield loss, was, I believe, was the only second loss we've had at our place, and we hadn't lost there for a while. So, you know, we're excited to have them come to our place and show them, you know, how we can play and the success we can have on a home floor. And that's as far as I'm looking right now. I mean, yeah, there's, you know, a lot of things have to happen to us in order for us to win a region championship and get that home playoff game. But right now we're just focusing on North St. Pete, and you know, they're playing good basketball. They never stop. They're busting their butt the whole time. They'll go 8-10 deep on the bench and do whatever it takes to make themselves successful. So but we need to, you know, really focus on that and kind of get back and understand what we need to do against them to put ourselves in the best situation to win.
Coach, it's always fun to catch up with you. I really appreciate the time today. Best of luck against North St. Pete on Friday, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up again with you next week.
Hey, I appreciate being here and everything you do for us, so thank you.
My pleasure, Coach. Thanks. We're going to break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.